This is the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. Now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every Sunday night at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Rocky Hidalgo. Welcome, coach.
Thank you, Drayton.
Tell me, before we get into this season a little bit, let's look back at last season. What exactly do you want your team to kind of take away from being so close there at the end?
We don't spend a lot of time talking about last season. And to be honest with you, I think you can get caught looking backwards and get hung up on that. You know, I was watching something the other day, and these guys were on ESPN talking about Olympic athletes who were celebrating winning a silver and gold medal, and some guys were saying you should only celebrate if you win the gold. And other people were saying you should celebrate if you win the silver and the bronze. And you know, for me, there's only one team that's going to walk away with a trophy at the end. And if the only way you define success is to win a championship, you're going to have a really miserable existence. I've been upfront with our kids that I'm very proud of what they did in 2015. I consider our kids champions in everything that they did. But you know, outside of that, it's time to move on. I challenge our kids. When we talk about 2015, we talk about replacing those kids that we lost. And it's not just necessarily a performance standpoint, it's a leadership standpoint. I mean, guys like, you know, Frank Farrell and Kyle Larson, Justin Larson, Ryan Johnston, Chance Lewis, Devin Roberson, Walter Thomas, they're just, and Tommy Craig. Those guys were great kids, and they were good football players too. But in the locker room, they were just great kids in the locker room, and they didn't let things affect them. They really bought into what we're doing. When we struggled and lost the game against Coffee, they didn't go in the tank. They recommitted themselves to go to win, and that's what you have to do with a team. You have to develop those guys, and a lot of people don't. You know, nobody wins a championship week one of the season. You have to. It's really going to be about who develops over the next 10 weeks and goes into the playoffs and has a team that really wants to go play ball and play 15 weeks. And that's what we have to do with our kids. We have to have those guys to step up. We have to challenge our kids to do that. The other thing that we have to do is we have to teach our kids to do that, because kids just don't naturally. Most kids aren't natural leaders, and they don't know what to say in those situations. So you have to talk to them about what to say and how to behave and how to go about their business. So that's a part of coaching. So when we talk about 2015, we talk about 2015 in regards to how do we replace the things that we've lost, and not just in a production manner, in a leadership manner, just in a chemistry manner, and who's going to fill those voids.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure everyone here and listening has seen the 1 yard away video that Russell Athletics did. How did that come about, and what was that experience like?
Well, you know, Russell Athletics contacted us, I guess it was in April, and they had this idea for an ad campaign that was based on teams that lost the state championship game and that were returning in 2016 to try to win one. And the campaign changed over time. Initially, they were going to follow one team, and then they were going to do four, and they ended up doing 10 teams spread throughout the country. Glenn Academy was one of them. They really liked our story. We were contacted by a group out of Kansas City, who the advertising firm, Barclays Advertising, and we met with those guys on a couple of phone interviews, and then they flew down here and took some photos and interviewed me, interviewed some of our kids to just take it back, and they felt like we'd be a good fit for the program.
Good deal. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, Coach, getting into this year, expectations are obviously very high for your Glenn Academy squad. Tell me your kind of your initial thoughts on your strengths and maybe some of the things that your guys need to work on still.
Well, you know, I think defensively we return a lot of kids who played last year. You know, we return, you know, four corners who played a ton for us last year. Kane Cruz at safety. So, you know, there are five guys in the secondary that played a lot of football for us. Three of our four starting linebackers are back. Tyler Claiborne, who started at nose guard, and Devin Roberson are back on the defensive line. So, you know, defensively, that's a good place to start when you're walking around, you know, and you've got, you know, seven or eight returning starters back. Now, one of the things that we've got to do over there is build some depth. And I think you saw in the scrimmage, we played a lot of kids on the defensive side of the ball. I think Tate Griffin is a guy who's really bided his time and has really come around. He's a very technical player, does exactly what he's coached to do. He's going to be a really good player for us this year. And then, you know, we've got some young kids that are starting to step up on the defensive line in the secondary. P.J. Fulton at safety had a good game for his first time being in the Lions, did a great job. You know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we lost three really good players up front, three guys who went off to play college football or had an opportunity to. One was an all-state player, one was a three-year starter. So, you know, there's some continuity issues on the offensive line, and that's the hardest. Everybody in the state has offensive line problems right now, every person, unless you return five guys who played last year. And so it's the hardest thing to develop continuity. It usually takes two or three games. You know, we had some communication issues. We have some communication issues because we have new players playing new positions who have not only they have to block a guy, but they have to tell everybody else set the front and what the blocking scheme is going to be. You know, obviously DJ returns a quarterback, and DJ's made a lot of strides going from an athlete to a kid who's really starting to become a quarterback. I think you'll see as the season goes along, we've hired a quarterback coach, Pete Irby, who has done a tremendous job with him, and I see him getting better every day at practice. Mm-hmm. He's getting more accurate throwing the football. You know, one of the things he's got to work on is composure in the pocket. DJ's such a great athlete back there that, you know, he wants to take off and run a bunch. But the thing is, DJ can really throw the football, so he improves every day at that. I think our skill players are very good. It was great to see Jeremiah Anderson out there running like he was. He's capable of. You know, he's coming off an injury off last year, he ran the ball really hard. Obviously, Kendall Cross is a great player. Tyler Grant, who came out and ran the ball hard. We feel good about our backs, and we like our skill players. I think Marvin Dallas is going to be a star at Glenn Academy one day. Obviously, Randon Jernigan, Devin Peacock. We like our players out there, and we've got some good players kind of hanging in there that are biting their tails off to provide some depth. And guys like Jalen Cooper and Jamel Wade. Kwani Bostic had a great third quarter playing with the twos and threes in there. And so, you know, it's you know, we've got some pieces in there, but part of it's just going to be getting in and getting some continuity and getting some forward momentum.
Right, and facing a live opponent or a opponent that's really after you instead of in practice kind of thing.
Well, you know, a big part of that is just game planning. We started game planning for Benedictine last Monday, so everything we've been doing is working on Benedictine. So I think part of that, Benedictine's a four down front, and we saw a lot of three down, 3-3 stack Friday night, and our kids, you know, probably were a little confused by that because they've been working on four down for 4 days.
All right. We'll talk a little more about Benedictine a little later. Right now, there's more to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location for Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, talking a little bit during the break about the live scrimmage, the Red Terriers finally had a live scrimmage under their belt. Kind of give us a little bit of your takeaway from it against the McIntosh County Bucks.
You know, I think there's some good that we can take from it. There's some bad that we can take from it. You know, one of the things that, you know, everybody has a different philosophy about the scrimmage that they play. And some teams treat it like a game and they play four quarters. Some teams treat, you know, half game, we're going to play half. You know, for me, this is just who I am. When I go into a scrimmage, a guy like, you know, DJ Dallas and Devin Rose and Hunter Hall, who played 15 games last year, we kind of have an idea what those guys are going to do. So I don't need them to play, you know, 70 snaps in a scrimmage. So what I'm trying to accomplish, we go into a scrimmage with something very specific that we want to accomplish. The first thing is to come away healthy. And I can tell you, on Thursday night when I went out there and saw, I drove up and the LeCount kid was down on the field at Brunswick High School.
Right.
As a coach, you never want one of your players to be injured. But you know, when you have a kid who's an elite talent like him or Sean Smith or the Demery kid at Brunswick or DJ or Zalante or, you know, Randon Jernigan, that's the difference in a season. And I say this, I mean, where, you know, I had at my previous job, we had a season that we went 7-3, and we had an injury to one of the top players in the country. With him, we probably played 12 or 13 games, and it can impact you that much. So, you know, for me, when we sat down, the first thing I told the officials is, anybody gets near DJ Dallas, blow it dead. I don't want him. I don't want anybody. It's one hand touch. It's playground rules. And I told him I wanted a quick whistle on everybody. I said, that goes for my running backs. That goes for Randon. I don't want a guy fighting for yardage out here to get banged up and we lose a kid. So that's what the first thing. The second thing we wanted to do is such a great part of our offense runs through DJ, so it limits us a little bit. But what we want to do is we want our offensive line to play. And so we wanted to work on some basic run schemes against – we knew we were going to get a lot of different blitzes and movements up front. We wanted to work on some gap schemes, some counters and zone schemes, and really let those guys try to sort things out and sort all the trash out. We struggled early. I think we got better. If you notice, we started moving the ball and played better late. The biggest thing that we have to do is consistency. I think if you go back and take away, you know things like bad snaps, false starts, items like that, you know, I think we played okay, but you can't have those and play in a game. So that's the bad. But, you know, those are things that can be corrected. I think defensively we played very hard. I think when we did a lot of good things defensively. I think we wanted to. We went up and played man. We took away pretty much everything they wanted to do. When we played off and played zone and kind of gave them the short game, our kids came up and tackled well.
with exception of the long touchdown run where you know, a couple things went on there. We were misaligned. Two folks misaligned. We had a mistake on it. So, and that's where if you're going to – we're in man coverage, and if you make a mistake, the guy's going to make you play. And that's kind of what happened there. But all in all, I think our effort was pretty good. We didn't play with a whole lot of emotion, but I didn't really expect that because we had preached all week long that this was like a practice for us. But the good news from that, I think our, you know, all in all, I think our kids are going to be ready to go and play against Benedictine. I think we'll show up Friday night and have a great game, and our kids are going to play like their hair's on fire.
Right. You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, it looked like about a little over a quarter plus, and then you guys finally kind of got in a rhythm, got going a little bit, and then from the third quarter on, it's pretty much all backups and JV and everything after that, right?
Yeah, we played, it was the 2 and 3 offense in the third quarter, and we played us all the twos and a lot of JV kids in the third quarter, to be honest with you. We got a lot more kids than McIntosh, and they were going to play a lot of freshmen in the fourth quarter, and so we wanted to get our JV kids, and we got some good work with guys like Malinkin Smith and Kendrick Cross. Went in there and EJ Thomas got a lot of good work. Guys who are sophomores got to look against varsity kids, and they fared fairly well. I was really pleased with their effort, and so we walked away from that and was really pleased with how the effort we got with our young guys right there. And we let our number two offensive line play. We moved some kids around in there because we're still looking for guys and trying to build some depth on the offensive line and working on our quarterback center exchange. As crazy as that sounds, that's the most basic thing that you have. But, we have three guys who are still learning to play center there. Most guys grow up snapping the ball, handing directly back to the quarterback. And when you put a guy there and he's got to snap it 5 yards deep and he's got to make a call at the line of scrimmage to set the front and set the blocking scheme, and there's a guy on top of him, it gets a lot more complicated. And a lot of people think that's really easy to do, but it's the center position, I call that the skilled position. It is the skilled position because you have to be a skilled kid to play center to do all of those things. You have to be a good player. You have to be able to move. You have to be able to snap, and you've got to be smart. And so it's hard to do. It's something. If you look back last year, we struggled with it early with Tommy Craig, and by game 2 or 3, we didn't have any more issues. He adjusted to it, and offensively, we were moving forward. So I think you'll see some of that stuff going forward with our kids. We're really over the next 2 or 3 weeks, our offensive line will start to develop and gel, and we'll really be able to run the football.
Right. Just a couple names maybe that stood out to you from the film, any players that stood out, maybe your linebacking core had a really good game.
Yeah, like. I think Hunter Hall ran around. Everybody's so used to watching him run around, they're probably bored with it. But the good news is we have him for another year. He's a really good high school football player, and he makes tackles from sideline to sideline. He played a very good game. A kid that Vance Rowe, who's going to look to provide some depth for us in the secondary, did an outstanding job, and he earned himself some playing time. We're going to put him on the field and let him play because he's put himself in a situation where he can go and play, and I was really pleased with that. I think on the offensive side, Amari Cross did a nice job over guard Trayshawn Bacon in his first start. I think did a lot of good things at offensive guard. I think one of the things, Marvin Dallas had a really good night, had 2 catches. Marvin is going to be a star.
Yeah.
When this is all said and done, it's all over with. Marvin's going to be a great player at Glenn Academy that people are going to love to go watch play. He's such a tremendous talent, and he's a great kid. Addison Davenport came in and never snapped on a Friday night and delivered our deep snaps on the punt team, and man, that's really important.
Yes.
And so I was pleased with that stuff. And there are things that we got to work on, but, we had some kids come out and do some good things. And like I said, Jeremiah Anderson, watching Jeremiah and Tyler Grant run the ball, Jeremiah run healthy and hard and downhill, that made my day right there.
Yeah, having to replace somebody like Garrison Hurd, that gives you confidence going into the season, having another sledgehammer back in the backfield.
Yep.
And real quick, just on MCA, I feel like Coach Robinson's really gotten them improved over the last couple of years.
Yeah, look, Robbie's a great coach. And, here's the deal. Everybody has their own football program to run. And that's a big game for MCA. And I say this, and maybe I probably underestimate how important it is because we're Glenn County and we're next door to them. maybe I underestimate that, especially coming from, because, you know, when I first came down here, people talked about the city championship, and all, you know, somebody told me, if as long as you go 1-9 and win the city championship, people will be happy. I said, if I go 1-9 and win the city championship, I'm going to hang myself. But, you know, so I have a little different perspective on that. I didn't grow up here, so, you know, I get if you're from Glenn County and you're from McIntosh, that's a big deal. But for me, you know, and our fans may have a hard time understanding that. I have an agenda that we're trying to do with our football program, and that's a big game for Robbie, trying to build momentum with his kids and excitement, enthusiasm with his kids. And, you know, for us, we're coming off a state championship game and a great season, and we have to survive success. And so, you know, it's not the worst thing that my kids get their nose rubbed in a little bit. And I've said this all season. I said this last year. I'll say it right now. The number one obstacle, the number one barrier that the Glenn Academy Red Terriers have is they have to learn and they have to understand that what they did last year is last year, and they can't just throw their jerseys out there and win a state championship or win a region championship. And sometimes the only way to do that is to lose a game. And I'll be the first one to tell you that. Is sometimes that's the only way to do it. Now, sometimes it's not the case. You have teams that grow up. I think my kids are going to go to work this week. I think they're going to prepare to play and beat Benedictine. And they're going to work our tails off, and we're going to go up to Savannah. We're going to play a great game against a great opponent. And that's what I believe. I trust in my kids, and I believe in my kids. And until they prove me differently, that's who I'm going
to
be.
Right. We'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers!
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village, next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the games that are actually going to matter. starting this Friday in Savannah against the Benedictine Cadets. The Cadets are always one of those teams that's very good every year, it seems like. Tell us a little bit about what they're bringing to the table and what kind of problems they may pose for Glenn Academy.
Well, they're always very good because they have good players.
Right.
And they're well coached. I mean, Danny Britt does a great job. Their kids, I mean, you can tell they have a system in place. They're going to run their system. Their kids play incredibly hard. It's going to be a big game for them. You know, they'll come up and play a big 6A opponent. But, you know, their kids, from a talent standpoint, they probably have as much talent as just about anybody we're going to want around on the field. They're huge on both lines of scrimmage. And, you know, they've got some good skill players. I think the thing that they do really well, I think they've got a system on offense. They're gonna run that system. They execute it. It's a lot like, you know, Camden County, Ware County. That, you know, this is what they're going to do. They're not going to back down from it. They're going to run the football, and they're going to take advantage of your mistakes.
You said they run more of a bare front, 4-4?
Well, they're a lot of four down. You know, we'll see what they do against us. But, you know, they're generally four down, like a 4-4 look. So they're going to have eight guys in the box over there. So, you know, some of the things that we didn't do on Friday night, you know, you'll see an expanded offense to get an extra guy out of the box. And the other thing is, Friday night they have to tackle DJ. It's not one hand touch on DJ Dallas. That's what it is.
Exactly. I was kind of looking at the roster. How unusual is it for a AA school to have a roster that size?
You know, it's a private school, so
right.
I mean, it just is what it is. And when I say that, I don't mean any disrespect to private school, but I mean, it's when you're a private school, kind of you don't. It's not equitable to a regular just AA school.
Right.
It's just not, because you're not pulling from a zone. Anybody can go there. So your the population of your school, your enrollment really doesn't matter. So it's one of those things. So they've got you know, a lot of kids out there playing. But if you go in Metro Atlanta and you go see the Lovitz and the Westminsters and the St. Pius's, those guys playing AAA, I mean, you're looking at teams with 120, 130 kids in the program up there. So it's, I mean, it's always, those numbers are inflated when you're playing, you know, at those private schools.
Right. Being a military school, Benedictine is, when you look at their film, do you see more discipline as far as penalties go, or how they execute their plays, things like that?
You know, I mean, they're a good football team. I don't necessarily think they're any more or less disciplined than other good football teams. I would say if you go and play Ware County is a very disciplined football team, and none of those kids are in military school. The same thing with Camden County or an Allatoona or any of those things. I think it shows that their kids are very well coached. Obviously, their coaches do a great job with their kids. And on the football field, they do what they're supposed to do, to do what they're coached to do, and they do it to the best of their ability.
All right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm sure looking at film, is there any players in particular that kind of jump out at you, or is it more, like you said, the system itself that gets executed?
Well, you know, they had some good players. I mean, they've got a little, you know, big fullback who really sticks it up in there, breaks a lot of tackles, and number 12 for them on offense, he's a special player. He reminds me a lot of Sean Smith, honestly, at Brunswick. Similar type kid. He can create a lot of plays, get the ball, and make a lot of guys miss. So he's really dangerous. We're going to have to do a good job on him and know where he is at all time. They do a good job of moving him around to get him the football. Defensively, they've got some, you know, really big on the defensive line. Their right defensive tackle he's got great takeoff, and their two inside linebackers are very, very, very good. Might be as good as anybody we play this year in the front. And you know, but their players on the perimeter are really good. They're good at corner. They do the things that they're coached to do. So we're going to have a work cut out for us.
But the reclassification in GHSA, it kind of forced you to scramble for more games to fill out the schedule. Having only five teams in your region, is this going to be the toughest schedule Glenn Academy's faced since you've been here?
I don't know. We'll see what happens when everybody shows up at the end. I know this. Having to schedule games and prepare for the state championship game all in the same week was really tough.
Yeah.
And, you know, from my perspective, the GHSA, one, they shouldn't release the classification until after the season's over with, because they release it the week of the state championship game. And if you're playing, actually it's the semifinals, and if you're playing, your emphasis is on trying to win a semifinal game and then getting a state championship where everybody else is getting to schedule games.
Right.
So it made it really difficult. I mean, obviously we're playing Benedictine. I don't have a problem playing good teams.
Right.
I mean, I don't. And so it's exciting to go up there and play those guys. We're going down to Orlando to play Pomona in a game that'll be a great experience for our kids. You know, we'll go down, spend the night in Orlando, play Pomona. It's going to be a top 150 school in the country. You know, heck, I mean, they lost a state championship game to Valor Christian last year. They have 16 kids coming back. You got, you know, Ware County sandwiched between Benedictine and Pomona. So that's, I guess that's our off week, I suppose. I don't know. You know, they beat Camden 28-0 on Friday night. And then you get to go down and play, you know, the Blue Cats down in Camden County. Before we come back home to Glenn County Stadium.
Right.
So it is, but it's like this. It's just you got to take it one week at a time. It's a great preparation for your team to learn how to play in the playoffs. You're going to play five good football teams. To win a state championship, you have to beat five good football teams. You have to learn to come in every Monday, bring your lunch pail, and go to work. You can't have an off week in the playoffs. Every year in the playoffs, the best team doesn't win the state championship. Every year, the most talented team, they don't win the state championship. Because at some point in time, they have an off week and they lose to somebody they shouldn't have. And then you run around, and they're all good teams, and it just is what it is, and so it's preparation for that. So we're going to have to do some different things for our kids. We're going to, you know, we've got to be very careful that, because it's going to be four physical games in a row,
right,
that we're making sure that we're caring for our kids and that we're not beating them up at practice, because a kid only has so many collisions in them, you know, over the course of the season. I believe that, which is one of the reasons I run my football program the way I do, is because I don't want to beat my kids up in November, in late November. I want them healthy and ready to roll, not exhausted.
Right. Do you like what the GHSA has done with the latest reclassification, or do you feel like it's kind of cut everything too thin?
Not really. I think, I was above the NAT line for a long time, and I sat at Walton High School at my desk and said, you know, stupid South Georgia, you know, we're got four regions down there, and it's stupid that they got four regions, and we need all the regions up here, so we don't have 13-team regions. I used to say that up there. That doesn't make any sense. And now I'm in South Georgia, and I'm going, geez, the GHSA, they don't care about South Georgia. They give them all the regions, and we got to drive everywhere, and they don't care about our travel. They don't care about any of that stuff. So it's a very tough situation. It really is. Because you have, especially in the higher classifications, because of the bigger schools, you know, Camden County is a perfect example. They're isolated down there, and there's nobody for them to play.
Right.
And you know, they're 2,500 kids, so they've got to go to Valdosta. They got to go, and it's just tough. And there are no easy answers. I just want them to do what's best for Glenn Academy. That's all I care about. If they'll do what's best for me, then I will be happy, and then everybody else can be mad. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Sounds good. All right, last thing. What did you do away from football over the offseason?
You know, well, there's no real away from football. It is a year-round, because you have to train your kids in the weight room and stuff. But, my wife and I take a trip every year. She and I, we leave the kids at home. And, you know, we go somewhere and we realize that we still like each other. We're like, hey, you know, without kids, we don't hate each other anymore. This is awesome. And so we went to Grenada. I did some diving. I dove on the Bianca down there, which is the largest wreck in the Caribbean, 600 feet long and down to 137 feet. I dove to 137 feet, dove in and pulled up at 128 feet, dove in and pulled up some floor tile from the dance floor of the ballroom. It was really cool. And then I realized that my depth gauge wasn't working, because I rented gear, and my partner's depth gauge wasn't working, and I had to scramble to stay alive to get back to the surface.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it was, you know, but it's fun. It is kind of one of those things. I'm the type of person, it is what it is. I like to be put in situations. I say all the time, I like to play when something's on the line. I do, and it was, for me, I mean, it's a test, and it was. And so we had to figure out how to do our safety stops, how to figure out the depth, where we were to do our safety stops, and we were very inventive. We kept ourselves alive when it was over with. It kind of felt like, hey, you know, a lesser man may have died, and we survived. So, and then we loaded up, and we went on another dive. And we were just a little bit smarter and stayed with the dive master for that time.
There you go. All right, well, everybody get ready to head up to Savannah this Friday night, 7:30, I believe, at Benedictine. What stadium will that be at?
It is at Savannah State. I've never been there. So it'll be my first. I always said, first 2 years, every week's something new for me. I'm playing in the stadium I've never played before. Savannah State, Benedictine. I heard there are going to be 15,000 people there, that they love their football. They support their cadets. So I'm looking forward to a great night, great environment. And, I tell you, our kids are going to show. We're going to get off the bus. We're going to play our tails off. And, our fans will be proud of the Red Terriers on Friday.
Yeah, everybody show up and rep Glenn Academy Friday night. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drake Hogarth signing off.